Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke, Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Guess who's Brian? I'm Brian. I'm that guy. I'm the guy that's Brian, and you're the guy that's Luke. This is fantastic. We're listening to each other in different stations, different parts of the southern swath of Wisconsin. I'm over in the Waukesha side, in the Shaw, and we're listening to us on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, the Shaw. And you're over in Madison, over in the Solidarity Realty Studios.
Yes, I am.
In the side closet, I believe. Is where they were
a little tucked away, you know. I don't get the gorgeous window view of the studio, but I enjoyed it yesterday. I really soaked it in when I had the opportunity to have the nice visual of the near west side of Madison here on University Avenue.
It's pretty awesome. I was there too. I saw you.
Yes, you did. I had to refrain
from jumping in during your show or our show because I was in a different plane of existence at that point.
You were kind of stripping some wire like right up to showtime. You're like, oh, it's that time already? Oh, okay. I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go on to my next task.
I seriously thought it was 11:30 still, and it was 1:30.
1:45.
Yeah, good job, me.
It's okay.
I'm cutting wires. I'd like to cut wires while cutting the wire, you know what I mean? Like it's just
get real close down to the wire.
Really close down to the wire. That's the turn of the tree phrase. Just make like a tree and get out of here.
And
it's
folks,
fine.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Like he said, he's on the eastern swath of the southern signals here in southern Wisconsin. I am broadcasting from Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. You can also listen wherever you go on the Devil Radio app. Download it wherever you find apps on your smart devices.
So I've been gone for a couple of days, man.
Missed you here on the 2 o'clock hour.
Had some of the recurring issues that I've been dealing with on Monday. Now they're subsiding, and I'm pretty excited about it because in a week from tomorrow, I'm going to have my procedure. So I'm actually going to have a planned absence.
Scheduled, yes.
Scheduled absence next week. So
yes.
Don't be surprised next week when I am not here. If you've ever seen Little Shop of Horrors, you know the musical version with Bill Murray in it and Steve Martin. You know the scene with Steve Martin as the dentist and Bill Murray's the patient who's like so. Steve Martin's the dentist that wants to give pain to people, and Bill Murray's the patient that's like, oh yeah, he's like a sadomasochist. So he's like, please, you know, give me pain.
Yes, inflict the pain.
I am as excited as Bill Murray's character is to get. You know,
you're ready to go to get under that knife next week.
Get me going, buddy. Get this thing fixed. I've been working on it for over a year now, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
And it'll be great. I'm pretty excited about it.
No, and that's fantastic. But I will be prepared for your scheduled absence, but we may do. But there's been so many headlines, Brian, that, you know, it's hard to know where to start to catch you up.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but there's an escalating war in Ukraine.
Yes. There is.
I hear a lot about it, and it's really hard not to, I don't know, just sit there and weep, because this is the kind of thing you contemplate when when you watch movies like, you know, Saving Private Ryan. You contemplate like, oh, what would happen if this happened? Like, because we, aside from like 9/11, we really haven't had to deal, or the Oklahoma City bombing, we haven't really had to deal with something of that, like that type of devastation. Not just, that was obviously the physical and the loss of life is just absolutely horrible and horrendous and unfathomable to most human minds. But living in that situation and just maybe a couple weeks ago, you were on your phone playing video games with your friends, and now you're in a train station holding your cat. So watching that happen in real time is...
Yeah, and getting the videos in real time, that's the strangest thing. Like, you read in the history books about how Vietnam became it was a television war.
Yeah.
For the, it was the first war that Americans could sit down at night when the evening news was on, and they could see scenes from the war in Vietnam on their television screens in their living rooms. And now we're experiencing the tragedy of war, like Russia's invasion into Ukraine, on all of our smart devices. It's not just a living room war. It literally follows you wherever you go, because just nonstop it is in on every single platform of social media. It's in all the headlines. And you see these strange videos that are being shared and liked and reposted of how the Ukrainian people are coping with this invasion. And it is wild. And like you said, the headline earlier today, Russia, I believe, airbombed a children's hospital and a maternity ward in Ukraine, in one of the southern cities in Ukraine. Yeah. And Brian, you posed the question. You asked, well,
again, whether or not they meant to do it, whether or not this is, you know, it's war. They invaded a country. Okay, let's just say that. But what is the red line here? What is your red line for anything, really? I mean, it takes a while for me to even like get angry enough to do something, and I've lost my temper. I can count on my hands, but it has been a choice, and it's very hard to get me there. But once I know that I have a red line personally, what's your red line? What's your red line with Ukraine? What's your red line with anything? At what point do you start going, wow, we should do something? Or wow, I really hope we do something. I'm not on the level of putting a bounty out and let's go and knock this guy off, because I don't necessarily think that's going to solve the issue. But at what point do we get forced to be involved? Or what point can we not look away? At what point, let's say you see a fight in the mall you're walking around, if I'm doing the late 80s scenario, if you
early 90s still too,
you know, whatever. My point is, like, if you're in a crowd of I'm in Waukesha right now. At what point do you see during that parade, at what point do you start thinking, how do I start preventing this rather than getting out of it? You know what I mean? At what point do you take matters into your own hands? What point do you just leave it up there? Because again, who are the authorities here? We always talk about the United States can't be the policeman of the world. Well, who's going to do anything? Yeah, we want to have UN support. Yeah, we want to. But what is the red line for them? How much is too much?
Yeah, and I recently saw the meme. It was a meme format shared, but it was a scene from MASH, and it talked about how one of the characters was talking about war is hell, and the response was, well, no, war is war and hell is hell, and people that go to hell, they're in hell because they deserve to be there, theoretically, if that's what you believe. But war is innocent people and innocent civilians and women and children dying. And today's news of Russia bombing a children's hospital and a maternity ward is an indication that war is worse, because we are seeing the innocent toll be taken in these headlines. And it's an interesting question, and we pose it to you, the audience. 844-967-2789. What is the red line? When all of a sudden do we need to start getting involved? Because I know when this conflict started, Brian, a lot of people were talking about, well, Ukraine is not a NATO country. We don't have an obligation to intervene. We're going to do the best we can. Yeah, we're going to send aid.
I have no desire to get involved in any land war in Asia.
No. And so, but these atrocities as they're unfolding in Eastern Europe are, I don't know, like you said, Brian, I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what this red line is.
I'll tell you this. What would have happened if Yemen got this much coverage? Because this stuff happened in Yemen.
Yeah.
No one cared.
No, it's the
wrong zip code?
Wrong zip code. Wrong continent.
Apparently. Wrong assets? Is that it?
It's the comparisons and the justification that you're seeing to help the Ukrainian people that are fleeing these atrocities and the examples that you just provided are stark. It's disheartening, because you do see open arms in other places around the world and in Europe, but for the Ukrainians that are fleeing this tragedy right now. And it's disheartening, because then you see Saudi Arabia doesn't want to help produce more oil right now to alleviate oil prices for Americans around the country that are suffering the stark increase of gas prices right now, because the only way that Saudi Arabia and the UAE, United Arab Emirates, is going to produce more oil is if the U.S. says what Saudi Arabia is doing in Yemen is okay.
Yeah, but if you remember the last time the United States there was a large war, like, you know, world involved in war type of situation, if you remember, that was the last time prices were about this high. If you remember that, right?
Yeah.
You know, so isn't it tradition just when war happens, just to let's raise the gas prices? You know, if nothing else, this at least exposes maybe it would be more advantageous. Just, I mean, separate from, screw the planet and let it kill us. It's fine. I mean,
climate change is not a thing.
Let's just pretend that it isn't. Okay. Wouldn't it be advantageous not to be dependent on oil just in general?
For security purposes, for national security purposes.
Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't it seem? I'm just throwing it out there. But I want to know, 844-967-2789, what's your red line? At what point do you start going, all right, we got to go do something? Do we have to have a Pearl Harbor moment? Do we have to
be attacked personally?
Do we have to let ourselves get attacked in Alaska somewhere because it's only a couple miles away?
Well, Russia used to own Alaska, so if everybody starts accepting this doctrine that Putin's trying to impose, that any piece of territory that used to be under Russia's purview can rightfully belongs to Russia, sounds like Alaska might be on that checklist, Brian.
Who knew that the lobster wars and the crab fisherman wars are going to, you know, end up actually being the front lines of war wars?
Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Brian's back in the saddle with me this afternoon. We're taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We're going to be right back.
Involved in a land war in Asia.